You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The Wisconsin State Patrol is teaming up with the Wisconsin School Bus Association next week for the annual Operation Safe Stop Week. Special patrols will take place throughout the state to educate motorists the dangers of illegally passing a stop school bus with its red lights flashing. According to the National Association of State Directors of People Transportation Services, more than 67,000 vehicles illegally pass buses each day nationwide, endangering the lives of students. Illegally passing a school bus can result in a fine between $500 and $1,000. You can read more about the campaign at wisconsindot.gov. The Price County Historical Society is having a special opening of the Old Town Hall and Greenfield School Museums in Fifield on Saturday, September 20th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Those in the area for the Fifield All-School Reunion, along with the general public, are invited to tour the museums one last time this summer before they close for the season. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, September 20th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. over at the Old Town Hall and Greenfield School Museums in Fifield. The Sunnyview Expo Center in Oshkosh hosted the 8th annual Feed the Body, Feed the Soul event recently. Lisa Hale has the story.
More than 252,000 pounds of rice was packaged for Feeding America of Eastern Wisconsin. The 12-hour-long event featured over 1,200 volunteers coming together to help feed hungry families. It may be hard to picture 252,000 pounds of rice, but Liz Wallenberg, Chief Systems and Strategy Officer at Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin, broke it down.
Visually, it's about 5 semi-loads full of rice.
She added that volunteer events like this are crucial to Feeding America.
So without our volunteers, we wouldn't be able to do the work we do in the community. A lot of the food that we have donated, we need it processed by volunteers in order to get it ready to go out to food pantries.
Oshkosh Corporation has sponsored the event for 8 years. Jody Larson is Vice President of Community Engagement at Oshkosh Corporation, and she said they do so out of love for the community.
Part of our values is our We Are Better Together. So it's bringing our team and our talents and our time with our community together to make an impact to those facing food insecurities in our community.
The employees of the Oshkosh Corporation are on board as well, from the leadership team on down. Here's Alex Streeter, the Director of Global Trade and Compliance at Oshkosh Corporation.
We've been having it for, 8 years, I think it is. So ever since the first one, I've been volunteering, and it's just a great event to bring everybody together and do something wonderful for the community.
Jake Blizzard, a volunteer and employee of Oshkosh Corporation.
More than anything, we enjoy helping people out.
The food package during the Feed the Body, Feed the Soul event will be distributed to food pantries across Northeast Wisconsin.
In what many would argue was the most dramatic day in Major League Fishing, Fishing Clash Team Series history, Team Bubba's Ott Defoe and Andy Montgomery stormed from third place in the final minutes to win the knockout round on Big Arborvitae Lake at the Knighton Industries Heritage Cup presented by Bass Boat Technologies. With just 17 minutes remaining, the top three teams are separated by only 5 pounds, setting up a nail-biting finish that had fans and anglers alike on edge. Team Fishing Clash, Keith Carson and Luke Clausen, sat in the lead at 109 pounds, 1 ounce, with Team 7 Brew, Keith Poche and Zach Burge, close behind at 105.11 and Team Bubba at 104.4. In the closing stretch, Team Bubba landed 6 of the 7 final scoreable bass to surge into first, ultimately holding off Fishing Clash for the top spot by fewer than 3 pounds. The top two teams, Team Bubba and Team Fishing Clash, now advanced to Friday's championship round, while Team 7 Brew Coffee was eliminated after all three teams topped the 100-pound mark. The top two teams from knockout round match one at the Knighton Industries Heritage Cup now advance to Friday's championship round. Once again, those teams are, In first, Team Bubba with 73 bass at 114 pounds and 4 ounces, and Team Fishing Clash in second place with 65 bass at 111 pounds and 5 ounces. And once again, Team 7 Brew Coffee has been eliminated. Complete results from throughout the week can be found at MajorLeagueFishing.com. Fall is in the air, and that means it's time for the 9th annual Pause for a Cause fundraiser walk. Catkins would love for you to join them this year for a non-competitive 2-mile walk to raise funds for the homeless animals of Price County. Friendly, must be dog and people friendly, leash dogs are allowed, but not required to join the walk. Following the walk, there will be a grilled lunch, awesome raffles, and fun meeting all the dogs and people. Everyone who joins will receive a swag bag full of dog goodies. This is taking place Saturday, October 18th, with registration at 9 a.m. and the walk beginning at 10. And while you can register the same day, Catkins can only promise t-shirts to those who register by September 29th, so they encourage you to register early. You can either register and pay online through a link found on Catkins Animal Rescue Incorporated's Facebook page, but if you do not wish to pay online, you can still fill out the form and send a check via mail to Catkins Animal Rescue, P.O. Box 28, Fifield, Wisconsin, 54524. You can also email them to register at catkinsmanager25@yahoo.com. All proceeds go directly to the housing, vetting, and care of their homeless animals. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, October 18th, with registration at 9 a.m. and the walk beginning at 10. However, please remember to register by September 29th if you would like a t-shirt over at 174 South Ader Avenue in Phillips. A Madison Alder is running to become Wisconsin's first openly trans member of the legislature. Savannah Tomey-Olson reports.
Wednesday, Representative Francesca Hong announced she's running for governor. Hong represents Wisconsin's 76th district, which is in Dane County. That leaves her seat open. And now there's a contender. Dina Nina Martinez Rutherford is running for the seat. In 2023, she became Madison's first trans woman on the Common Council. If she wins, she'd be the first trans person in the state legislature. Here's what she told me before announcing her campaign.
It sounds so trite, but when they can see someone who is actively participating in government, who was sitting in a seat next to people and telling them, I am still a human being and I have every constitutional right that everyone else does, gosh, that makes an impact. And for that little kid who has never seen a trans person really thrive close to them, this is a beacon saying you belong and you are just as valuable as any other human life.
Her platform includes affordable housing as a human right and public policy lifting people out of poverty. Martinez Rutherford is the first person to announce their candidacy for the 76th district. The election is in November 2026. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
A setback for the Pack. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers traveled to Cleveland to play the Browns on Sunday. Yesterday, Packers tight end Tucker Kraft went down during practice with a knee injury. Offensive coordinator Adam Stenovich asked if he saw what happened.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be all right, but we'll just kind of see how it goes. Obviously, if anyone goes down that you have as a part of your game plan, you'll have to adjust some things. So we'll kind of see what happens with the injury report and everything like that and what the trainers say, and we'll make adjustments.
It appears to not be season ending. College football, the Badgers at home tomorrow at Camp Randall against Maryland. Game time 11 a.m. It's Wisconsin's first conference game of the season. The Brewers with another win. They beat the Angels 5-2, completing a 3-game sweep. Tonight, the Brewers in St. Louis against the Cards. The magic number now at 4.
Tough road trip coming up with travel and all that kind of stuff. Night game, travel the next day and play. Can't take anything for granted. Just got to keep banging away.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Paul Newman's daughter, Nell, had some nice things to say about her father's bond with Robert Redford, who passed away earlier this week, saying what her dad loved about Redford was that he was a philanthropist, but he didn't seek a lot of attention for being a philanthropist. She also shared that Redford is the one who inspired Newman to become more charitable and more of an environmentalist. Paul Newman said years ago, Bob was ahead of the game. Here's one of Pete's picks. If you haven't seen the documentary Long Shot on Netflix, check it out. It's only 45 minutes long and tells the story of a Los Angeles man, wrong wrongfully accused of murder who has trouble proving his alibi, which was being at a Dodger game. The story is heartfelt, but also makes one realize how easy it is for someone to be accused and how difficult it can be to prove your innocence. The best thing about the film is a certain TV star who comes to the man's aid. The film is riveting and a total feel-good. Check out Longshot on Netflix. The new season of Saturday Night Live is just around the corner, and the show has announced guest hosts for the first three episodes of season 51. The new season premieres October 4 and will feature Bad Bunny as the show's host. This will be Bad Bunny's first time hosting, although he's appeared previously as a musical guest. The musical guest on October 4th will be Doja Cat. Week 2 will feature SNL alum Amy Poehler on October 11th. She will be joined by musical guest role model. Amy Poehler was a regular cast member from 2001 to 2008 and a former Weekend Update anchor. This will be her second solo stint as a host on the show. She previously hosted with Tina Fey in 2015 and hosted solo in 2010. Sabrina Carpenter will pull double duty as both host and musical guest on October 18th. Her album Man's Best Friend just debuted at number 1 on the Billboard 200 in August. She's been a musical guest, but this will be Carpenter's hosting debut. Variety has announced its honorees for its annual Power of Women issue. This year's honorees include actress and Oscar and Emmy winner Jamie Lee Curtis, who can currently be seen in Freakier Friday, which is currently in theaters. Oscar-nominated and Golden Globe winner Kate Hudson, who can be seen in the TV show Running Point and in the upcoming Song Sung Blue about the Milwaukee couple who formed a Neil Diamond cover band. Tony Award-winning and Grammy-nominated singer and frontwoman for the Pussycat Dolls, Nicole Scherzinger, is also being honored. An Emmy-winning comedian and writer-actress Wanda Sykes will be honored, along with actress-producer Sydney Sweeney, who is in just about every movie you've seen this year. The issue hits newsstands or your phone October 29th. The awards are also sponsored by Mattel and Lifetime. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bourbons. Mostly cloudy skies for today, a cooler day with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing, highs in the upper 60s. Showers likely, perhaps a thunderstorm tonight. We're looking for lows in the mid-50s, with rain still likely on Saturday. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.